Okay, welcome back. Hope everybody had a wonderful summer and of recharging, etc. And now, you know, right away they hit you with L's. It's a good thing to start the year with L's. There's a medrash, it's a very interesting medrash about Bikurim, which is the kickoff of this week's parsha. It says about the parsha of Bikurim, says we conclude with the following. Hashkifa mimon kashiko. Min HaShemayim. They should stare out from HaShemayim, from the abode of HaShemayim. And afterwards it says, Yom HaZeh HaShem HaLotechem Mitzav Kolasa. On this day we're commanded to do. So the Medrash is a fascinating Medrash Tanchuma. That's on this Pasuk. It says, close to Tehillim, Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Bo Nishtachava V'Nichro V'Nivrcha. Three words. Nishtachava, bow down. Nichro, prostrate. V'Nivrcha, and she blessed to pay HaShem. Oh, right in front of HaShem. What's the difference between the two? Prostrate and bow, it's the same thing. So it says, Moshe Rabbeinu looked to Baruch HaKadosh, and he saw the Beit HaMikdash would be destroyed. And the Bikurim eventually would be taken away. Moshe then got up, and he was mitakeh in Yisrael, that they would daven three times each and every day, Lefi, Shechavi, Lefi, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikol Maisim Tov, Mikol HaKadosh, because greater is Tila, and all of our good actions and all of our kavanas, quote the pasuk, etc., etc., and then it goes on and it ties it back into how this is both. We'll see later on kriya nishtachim. Fascinating message. You have this Kadosh Baruch Hu staring from the abode. That day he commanded us. That day it was bikurim, but somehow forever there was going to be this concept of bikurim. How is Bikurim going to last forever? Says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu established that there would be Bikurim. That there would be Tefillah. What's the connection then between Bikurim and Tefillah? And then we'll tie it back into the Medrash. Bikurim is going to be replaced by Tefillah. So we must understand a number of things about Bikurim, and then we'll be able to understand what it is in Tefillah. So Gedal Yeshua, Zorgi Dalyahu, has three different connections between the two. And it's going to hopefully help us in our field, but more importantly, in today's day, in Elul, as we get ready for Rosh Hashanah, and these in Tefillah, they should really go a long way. So what is Bikurim? So the first thing is like this. You make a big business deal. Right? You ever make a big business deal? No. Well, one day you're going to make a big business deal. And then sometimes you start pounding your chest, and you say, you know, this, I'm a rich guy. But you are a rich guy, it could be, but it wasn't you who did it. Who's the one who enabled you to turn the money? Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who got it. Who is the one who's able to give us everything? Where do we make this hakara that everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? This is in two places. Number one, Bikurim. What do we say in Bikurim? We're going to say when we make the vidoy in Bikurim, which we bring to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say about these fruits, Asher Nasan Lo Hashem. Asher Nasan Li, that you gave me. Right? Ha'adama asher nasata li Hashem. There's a shayla as to whether you have to bring Bikurim if you don't own the field. Because the ownership, then you reveal to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the one who gave this to me, and therefore I am now giving back to you first fruits. I forgot to mention that today's shir is in memory of my grandfather, Shmayahu, who is your type. Okay. Anyway, so this idea of Bikurim is coming to the recognition that even though you're the one who did beautifully in the agricultural world by having all of these fruits, yet it's not from you, it's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's Tefillah? Funny, people always want to have their own Nusach and Tefillah. You know, why can't I balance what I really want? The terrace is that Anshei Knesset and the Gedolah wanted to foster in our heads this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave us all of this stuff. So by asking them for this stuff, therefore, Mamela, we're going to come to the recognition that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything that's important in life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we daven for. Well, how do we open up? Ata chonen v'yadam da, l'mashe. Right? Ata chonen, you are the one who's chonen, who in his kindness, gave to a person that. All of my brain cells is nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata chonen v'yadam da. So it says the Gemara Brachas, he quotes the footnotes here, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Noten Chachma El Lemishi Yesh Bo Chachma. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give to anybody unless they have Chachma. So wait a second, how does that work? If I don't have Chachma in the first place, how can I get more Chachma? So what the Gemara really means, he explains, is beautiful. How do we come to more Chachma? By recognizing that everything came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the first place. Ah, once I come, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us more. He's going to give us more. But we have to come to the recognition that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the owner who gave it to us in the first place. Bikurim number one. In our financial era, everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah. Everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the connection number one between Bikurim and Tefillah, is what I'm going to call recognition. The recognition that everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the understanding that we would be nothing in this world if it wasn't. And it's a very dangerous, slippery slope if I don't. We know that, we say, you know, Kol Chiviyot Yavi is one of the clothes that can be given. I say it comes from my hands. And you always have to say, I know the eighth of the offering. As long as it comes to recognition that it came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, continue to bestow brachos upon it. That's our base. The Yogadoyo quotes the Chidush Ha'arim. Now what is Bikur? There's a rabbi in the community who's giving his first brush of the Shabbos. And it's over a bar mitzvah board. So I said, you have the most obvious brush in the league. So he smiles, because it's obvious what he's going to talk about. He's going to talk about the beginnings. And he's going to be talking about the beginnings of the shul. And the beginnings of the bar mitzvah board. And the beginnings of Bikur. Because what is Bikur? It's an opportunity to mekadesh zman. To take the... You know, when you start something, you always got to make sure you start it properly. Because if you don't start it properly, it could all collapse. It's the foundation. And the Kedusha of Zman, here at the beginning, is so critical. So, you're not taking your best fruits. You're taking your first fruits. And you're giving that to Kadosh Baruch Hu because you're showing that the Zman was critical. Now, the first thing that we're doing, I must give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Mekadesh. I'm sure the rabbis there talk about it. In terms of Mekadesh, this is boy, the first mitzvah you're going to do. And in terms of the shul, the first Shabbos they're going to have. But this is the idea of Kedusha's mind, and that's what Bikurim is. Shachar Pnitzvah Marit. All the Chiyuv begins at the beginning of his mind. Shachar. It's at the beginning of his mind. It's ideal. If you look at the Gemara, it's not like you have from here to here to David. There's a Kedushas of Zman of davening Vasikin, of getting up. I know Rabbi Reisman talks about this all the time. Every Yom says the same thing. You know, this time of year, Vasikin's not so good. Everybody could do Vasikin. There's an idea of Kedushas of Zman. It was in the Zman stuff. Or when the first thing you wake up, you're in the Kaddish by davening Shachar. Nimsi Gedola. There's an idea. As soon as the afternoon begins, the real Chiyuv begins at 12:01 on a perfect 6-6 day, just we don't know exactly when that is, because the sign that was used to be the social thing is digital clocks and analog clocks, and look at the cell phones, you knew exactly what time it was, but therefore you got to wait a half an hour. But ideally, the time of Mincha begins at that new time, when the sun begins to tilt towards the west side. Myrick, the time begins exactly when it's sunset, because it's both in the Kaddish, the initial time of Zman. Bikurim is a very important lesson, that each Zman has to start with a certain element of Kedusha. That's Bikurim. Moshe Rabbeinu davens. Okay, there's not going to be any more Bikurim anymore. Let there be davening. Let there be tefillah. So connection number two is that of Kedusha's mind. Now we move on to one more detail in Bikurim as well. And this is what we start off, this idea of what is hishtachaveh? What is bowing down? What does that represent? Which is, what is this idea of achra? It's really that of subjugation. Of submitting yourself and nullification of oneself. Bikurim shows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I couldn't have done it without you. Different than the first thing we said. The first thing we said is recognizing everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is nullification, that I'm nullifying myself to the Ratzon Hashem. See, right, it's like this. That what is tefillah? Tefillah is the nullification of oneself. It's avoda. I am submitting myself to the will of you. I'll never forget an amazing diuk in tefillah. We say, Eino Doma, we said that Yitzchak's tefillah was answered versus Rivka, because this is Raya et Harlo. So Rashi comments, Eino Doma tefillah shel tzadik ben tzadik was tzadik ben Rosh. Most people explain that Rashi to mean that Yitzchak's chutzah, his merits, were greater than Rivka, because he was the child of Avraham Avinu. But if you medayik in the Chazal, in the Gemara in Yevamos, what does the Gemara say? Eino doma tfila shel tzadik ben tzadik list tfila shel tzadik ben Rosh. Meaning the very essence of the tfila was better. Why was the tfila better of Yitzchak than of Rivka? I heard from Rav Lester, who said to Shem Rivaldi, that the very idea of tefillah is submitting yourself to the Ratzon Hashem. It's knocking myself out and saying I'm going to accept upon myself what is the Ratzon Hashem. Who is able to do that greater? Somebody who was born from that very start like that, because it's something you have to continually work on. So Saudis and Russia, they have greater merits in some way, because we say, this time of year, we all know the famous Chazal, that the Makom Shebaal Tshuva Omed Ein Tzadik Yachol Lamed Bo, that's in Zchuyos, but in the very essence of Tefila, of submitting yourself, of subjugating yourself, it's greater. And that's what Moshe, and that's what Bikurim is. Bikurim is, it should be mine, but God, I'm giving it to you. I'm bringing it to your Hechel. I'm giving it up. Could you imagine? I'm saying, you know, we read these stories of Bikurim, but it's remarkable. I'll say, you worked hard. The farmer, he spent hours toiling in the fields. And what's the first thing he does? The second the first fruits come up, he takes a ribbon and ties it, and he says, this is yours, not mine. I'm nullifying myself to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Tzibu, we say, Mozim Anachnu Lach. We're admitting, we're moving ourselves, we're prostrating ourselves to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Medrash brings. Three pesukim, go back to the Medrash. Nishtacheve, v'nichro, v'nivrcha. They correspond to the three tefillos. The three lashonos of achna in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They correspond to the three brachos. And the Mishnah says, what are you supposed to do if you don't know where to daven? What's the halacha? What are you daven to? You're supposed to daven to, you're supposed to daven towards the Mizrach. At least here, you know, people think you always daven to the Mizrach. I was in Tzfas this summer, one of my kids, my young kids, but they go, Daddy, which way is Mizrach? I said, no, we're diving to the south. They looked at me like, huh, what are you talking about? I said, no, we're supposed to dive into the Beit HaMikdash. When we're in Dulles, when we're in America, we have to dive into the Mizrach, because the Mizrach is towards Eretz Yisrael. But now we're in Tzfas, we're diving south. So, you know, that took a while to explain, it wasn't so easy, but, you know, eventually we got it. But the Gemara Brachos says that if you don't know where the Beit HaMikdash, if you don't know where you are, and you don't have an iPhone on you with a compass, you covered his libo, connected base country Akadash. Why do you fight for one skiing and we stopped the Ryan and Minion, you know, at the end? 4 o'clock the slopes closed in January, and you got the 10 is Dom Nicha, so we gathered a group. I looked up, I saw the sun was this way. I said, who looks down the other way, right? The sun sets in the west. The guy says, no, but my phone says that way. I said, you know, whatever. I think that we learned in school, the sun goes such in the west. Whatever. So the shy was, what do you trust? Technology or your brain? Okay, anyway, Yekavin is libo kineged beis HaKadosh HaKadosh. The idea of fila is that we have to mekavin ourselves. You don't wear daven towards the Kadosh HaKadosh. Not that you just think, you have to think that you are mamish at the Kadosh HaKadosh. That you should nullify, you tire your lave and all your emotions until you view yourself as if you're standing right in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the mikdash yisim at yourself. This is what the idea is of Bikurim, the big three. Recognition, Kadosh Shman, and submitting yourself towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the idea of Bikurim, and this is the idea of Tefillah. And then he writes at the end, Efshir, I'm going to say more than Efshir, this is probably why, that this Parsha of Kisavo happens right before Rosh Hashanah. Not exactly before Rosh Hashanah, that's always Atem Nisav Mayom, Nisav is always the Parsha of Rosh Hashanah, but okay, there's always the Tzkuf El. That this one has many ideas in Tefillah. These are the Yemei Tefillah. We're going to start Moshe Shabbos Slichas. It's hard to believe, right? So Slichas, right? Sometimes I can't believe I got to stay up in the middle of the night, but you got to understand it, that it's the greatest opportunity. What are Slichas all about? Slichas are the greatest opportunity in the world, because it's supposed to inject in us the feeling that, A, everything I get is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have to understand that the brachas I get are from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, I'm submitting myself because there's nothing I have without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this idea of Kedushas is mine. That you start off the year the right way. We start up the year with Slichas turning towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu and saying, I'm here and I want to come back to you. What's the only thing I want in this world? Is I want you. I could be 12:45 at night, I could be sleeping. But I'm giving up of myself and I'm turning towards you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of Kedusha. That's the idea of nullification. That's the idea of recognizing that it all comes from you. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Where Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, if you continue at the end of the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I could have davened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stop davening. He doesn't say, your davening is not going to be effective in the Medrash. He says to him, stop davening. Why did he even stop davening? Because the tefillah could have overturned the Gzeira. Because if you come to this idea of recognition, of submitting yourself, of the Kedushas Man, it could overturn the Gzeira of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how we begin the year. We have to mitzchazek ourselves in our tefillah. and understanding that everything comes from a Kaddish Baruch, but if we do that, that all of the derech that a Kaddish Baruch did, if we start to think of the lines of Bikurim, we read these Bikurim, we think about our tefillah and what it really means, and we can overturn these derech. The Kaddish Baruch didn't tell us to stop davening. He only told Moshe Rabbeinu to stop davening. Actually, because Moshe Rabbeinu had the tremendous kayach. But if we have this kayach of tefillah, we have this power of tefillah these next couple days. Aseret Yemei Tshuva is coming up. The Rambam defines them as Yemei Tefillah, because tefillah reminds us that all of our brachos come from Kaddish Baruch Hu. We have to mekadesh all of our zman, and that if we submit ourselves to Kaddish Baruch Hu, we can overturn Zeir and become them, of course, to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Have an amazing Shabbos.